Although the governor wanted to launch sweeping transportation initiatives and education initiatives, these are not included in the House budget plan. Instead, a House panel is recommending spending about $1 billion less than the governor. The difference reflects the legislature's earlier rejection of the governor's proposed income tax hike. The House budget plan prioritizes higher education. The budget would dedicate enough new revenue to the University of Massachusetts to stave off tuition and fee hikes for the next 2 years. House Ways and Means Chairman Brian Dempsey says this is the most significant investment to higher education in years.
We believe that it is now finally the right time to commit resources to higher ed. We believe it's the future. It's important for students here in the Commonwealth. It's important in terms of the affordability issue.
The budget rejects one of the governor's top priorities, an expansion in early education. Patrick had asked the House to approve an additional $131 million for early education, but House leaders rejected the request and are instead questioning whether the agency which runs early education and is overseen by the governor's office mishandles the money it already has. Meanwhile, the governor and House and Senate leadership remain locked in a tense battle over tax increases to fund transportation. Patrick and House and Senate leaders must agree on a new budget by July 1st. The transportation fight moves to the Senate in the next few days. At the State House, I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.